Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Ben, the calendar has turned once again. We're in a new month of February, and tax season actually opened on January 29th.
Yeah, they started accepting the returns then, right?
That's correct. So right now we are open for business, so to speak, with the IRS. And this year, Ben, tax season runs through April 17th.
Okay.
And again, we've got one of those kind of funky years where April 15th actually falls on a Sunday, and then April 16th is Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia, which is actually a holiday for D.C. So therefore, that's not going to be counted. So the next day is April 17th.
Okay.
So you get a little extra time this year. So for procrastinators, rejoice that you can hold out till April 17th and your return will be timely.
I'll be mailing my checks on April
17th. That's right. So, just to make our listeners aware, the IRS still has their free file program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have less than $66,000 in income, you can go to the IRS website and you can actually use free tax preparation software, through that service. And then there's also the VITA programs, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. I believe that in years past, you've had people on the program from AARP who have done their tax assistance program. So if individuals out there are looking for assistance, you know, those are some programs that you could simply type into Google and figure out where you need to go.
VITA Tax, V-I-T-A, VITA Tax will bring it up and it'll bring you out some locations because there are a lot of them around actually. They're usually libraries and places, but they vary by day and hour. So you do need to check it out.
Yeah. And the IRS is still projecting refunds for this year, Ben, you know, 9 out of 10. Refunds given within 21 days, and that's still a projection that they have currently. You know, that kind of fluctuates as we get into the filing season. Sometimes there's some glitches or some problems, so I'll keep you updated if there's any delays that the IRS is encountering.
Right.
So we're in filing season. Why not go ahead and just, you know, submit your return? Well, the answer, Ben, is that a lot of us are still receiving those tax forms. So in order to get your return completed, you know, we're waiting on those W-2s and 1099s. And yesterday actually was the day that they were supposed to be mailed out by the 31st. But, you know, that just unfortunately doesn't always happen in the real world. And sometimes those forms are delayed.
And sometimes you need to track one down.
That's right.
Because they may not, if anybody who's moved, and then all bets are off, kind of. You know, so unless you've made sure they've got your new address.
That's right. And so, you know, just, you know, some words of warning, you know, make sure that, you know, if your situation hasn't changed, a lot of times just go back to your tax return from last year and just make sure that you've received all of your W-2s. You know, sometimes there's those, or W-2s are 1099. Sometimes there's those, you know, bank accounts that you maybe not quite remember, or maybe you got that investment account out there that you kind of forgot. If you just compare it to last year, nothing's really changed, and just make sure that you've got all the forms before you actually make the filing. Because, you know, we've said in years past, Ben, the issue is that if you file and then later one of these forms comes in and you realize, forgot it. You know, you got a couple options. One option is to wait because guess what? The IRS is going to come a calling because as we've said before, these 1099s, these W-2s, they're matched to your social security number. You get one, the service gets one. And so if you forget one, they'll let you know.
Yep.
And they'll send you that CP2000 computer generated audit letter saying, hey, did you forget this one? And if you did, you know, you can simply pay the tax, you know, check the box saying, I agree, pay the tax, and it's done that way. Or, you know, you can take the efforts to go about amending your return.
Right.
And, you know, doing a new return. Again, the audit rates on those are increased. And that's why we encourage taxpayers to make sure that they're, you know, kind of holding off on filing.
Make sure everything's done.
Make sure that you got all your forms before you do that. And then bear in mind, Ben, also, if you don't get one of the forms, but you know you received the money, you're still obligated to report it. So you know, that's one of those things like, was supposed to get that 1099 for that work I did, you know, but I didn't get one in the mail. So, oh, I don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's not the approach to take. I mean, I think you've said one, which is, potentially contact the individual that was supposed to send it to you.
That's right.
Be careful with that a little bit, because if they've already sent one out and you ask them, say, hey, send another one, and they send duplicates.
Right.
The service sees that as double money sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you run into that issue. So just make sure that there's only one 1099 that's been sent to you, you know, rather than, you know, asking for another one to be sent maybe to a different address and it ends up triggering a double, mm-hmm. you know, double counting basically.
Yeah, it's interesting because we still get W-2s or 1099s, especially W-2s that have all the like four different versions of it,
yes.
You know, state, local, and federal and whatever. And then, but you end up not sending anything in.
Yeah.
You end up doing it electronically and you don't ever send any of that stuff.
That's right.
But you got to hold on to it though.
Yes. Hold on to it. Make sure, it, you know, it can come in handy just mm-hmm. to make sure, because a lot of times the most important things on there are the withholdings, to prove, you know, what your withholdings actually
right.
were.
Right.
Another thing I'll mention is sometimes these documents, you receive them and they're not right. You know, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They flipped a digit on you. Maybe just a mistake was made. Maybe someone else's information got put on your form. It's very important to reach out immediately to the individual that generated, whether it be your employer or someone you did work for or a financial institution, if it's a 1099 interest, 1099 dividend, and let them know that, hey, look, there's a mistake here. And you ask them to correct the form.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple different approaches, depending on whether it's a W-2 or a 1099. W-2, you do your best efforts to inform the employer or former employer. A lot of times it happens with former employers.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know that there's been a mistake, that you want them to correct it. And then in the event that they don't correct it, Ben, at the end of February, you can actually contact the IRS themselves directly. And they will send a letter to the employer or former employer and tell them that you're saying that there's a mistake on the form, and it gives them 10 days to file a corrected W-2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that can work. And then also they'll send you a form 4852, which is a substitute for W-2, which is basically where if in case the employer doesn't take the steps necessary to correct that W-2,
right.
You can submit that with your return and say, hey, listen, there was a mistake on my W-2. Here's what the number should have been, you know, and that can help mitigate, you know, your problem with the incorrect W-2. As far as the 1099 goes, unfortunately, it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not this other procedure that you can use at the end of February if the individual will not correct the 1099. All you can do with that one, Ben, is report what's accurate and correct and make a note on your return. This is one that you would need to file by mail versus e-filing, because you need to put an explanation in there as to why your numbers are going to be different. Because bear in mind, if there's no explanation there, they're going to think that you
That's
just
right.
put wrong numbers on there.
Right.
And then there's going to be a problem where the computer's going to catch it, because when they go to match that data, it's not going to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to say that there's a problem here. And if it means that they're going to get more money, they're obviously going to send you that CP2000 computer generated audit letter to let you know that, hey, we think you owe some more money. And then you got to go through that process to resolve mm-hmm. the matter. So be proactive rather than reactive. Go ahead and put that explanation with your return as to why that 1099 was not correct, what the number should have been, and why you've reported that on your return. And then hopefully, you know, knock on wood, that will fix the problem.
You know, one of the things that we probably should mention is that even though there were big tax law changes, you're still operating under 2017 rules, right?
That's right, yeah. If you watch the State of the Union address, you notice Donald Trump mm-hmm. specifically mentioning this is the last year, you know, you'll be reporting under the old rules,
yeah.
Which is correct, yeah. I mean, you're filing for tax year 2017. Nothing really changed in 2017. Next year, there'll be big changes when you go to file. You know, obviously with the increased mm-hmm. standard deduction, personal exemptions are gone. You know, so we're going to be this year we're going to be getting into a lot of those rules and what we can do throughout 2018 to take advantage of some of those new tax rules and regulations.
So, but you got to remember, you still have the mandate. for 2017.
That's
under,
right.
Under the Affordable Care Act.
Exactly. So, right. You know, you if you didn't have health insurance, got to pay the penalty.
Right.
Pay the tax. If you did have it, then make sure that you report it correctly on there, stating that you did have insurance for the applicable time period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the last year of the mandate for that. But you still have to make sure you report it on this 2017 tax.
Yeah. Return. So there's a couple of little pitfalls that you could fall into if you as you mentioned, you don't get all your forms in.
Yes.
You know, but also if you're thinking all this new stuff is going to take place, so I don't have to report that now.
That's right. No, not one more year of reporting under the old system, exactly as you said, Ben. Just make sure that you're in compliance with those laws from 2017. Last thing I wanted to mention was just that there's, you know, especially with tax season opening up, just beware that there are a lot of scams out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the one thing I wanted to end with, which is right now there's a big W-2 phishing scheme where they're trying to contact payroll departments and get W-2 information. Mm-hmm. You may be like, why in the world are they trying to get W-2 information? Well, it's because they want to get that information to individuals who file false tax returns and claim bogus refunds.
Right.
So that's a real popular tax scheme. So if you're involved with the business, payroll department or anything like that, be cognizant that emails and phone calls may be coming in and trying to get, you know, this information for your workers or for your contractors, and just be very, very careful, because anything that doesn't smell right isn't right.
And
I'll tell you that much.
I heard one of the things, they're trying to get returns in before you send yours in.
That's right. And, you know, we're mentioning here, you know, there's that urgency to get filed, Ben, but also you got to pump the brakes a little bit, because we're advising, make sure you get those forms in. So there's kind of that yin and that yang.
Right. All right. Again, if you need to find out more, you can go online to harvellandcollins.com and look up more of what they offer at Harvell and Collins, including what Andrew does in specializing in taxes.